manufacturing and service environments, and S&OP. Just as trade-offs impact the S&OP process, so do the different manufacturing environments. Manufacturing environments and S&OP. Before an organization can begin to look at the impact of different environments on S&OP, it must identify all the aggregate sources of demand that could slash will impact its operations. When the appropriate manufacturing process, a structural choice, is selected based on the characteristics of the products that have been designed, the manufacturing process type is then arranged to support the manufacturing environment. Make to stock, make to order, assemble to order, or engineer to order. The type and amount of data available to support the sales and operations planning process depends on the manufacturing environment. Exhibit 2-9 details the information needed for S&OP by manufacturing environment. Exhibit 2-9. S&OP and manufacturing environments. As expected by the different processes involved, each manufacturing environment uses different units of measure in its planning process. Engineer to order, engineering labor hours. Assemble to order, machine and labor hours. Make to order, order backlog. Make to stock, material supply capacity. One of the important functions of S&OP is to be responsive to change. To be effective, S&OP must be able to respond to mid and long-term changes and developments, such as changes in order quantities from large customers or changes in distribution inventory policies, for example, lot sizes, safety stock, and delivery lead times. The ability of the organization to meet and or exceed lead times is impacted by design requirements, availability of the components, and availability of resources. Service environments and S&OP. Services are usually produced and consumed simultaneously, so there is no such thing as a services inventory. While many services have associated physical inventory that would require planning, when we say that a service is non-inventoriable, we are talking about the service part of the product service package only. The services themselves are often produced using a chase strategy that tries to match the supply of persons and equipment to the demand for the services. Other services use a level strategy and create queues for the service. A planning issue is to ensure that there isn't a mismatch of personnel versus required equipment, since the lack of one part of the resource package can result in unused capacity of the other. Some services may be allowed to be customizable, while others offer no customization. Customizable services may resemble ETO or AMTO processes to some degree, in that the information needed for S&OP will include a process for estimating the time required for various options or customization specifications plus a demand forecast. Services with no customization will use just a demand forecast, because the amount of time required for the service can be based on predetermined standards. The demand forecast in either case will use labor hours as the unit of measure. Complex services could create different demand forecasts for different types of labor. The demand information is then used to determine resource requirements, which in this case would involve determining the required staffing or perhaps the required number of service kiosks, the amount of needed internet and web page bandwidth, and so on.